This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's the watch.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Not just the most local segment, I'd say the most local show. And part of that are our firehouse tours, which we do every single year, and they're getting going again. It is the third annual Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. It kicks off next Friday in Keller. We're going to be at Keller Fire Station number 1. That's 455 Keller Smithfield Road South, 6 to 10 a.m. We'll have Sean and RJ Firehouse aprons.
These aprons are sick.
Yeah, they are.
This is what you need for your grill game outside.
And you'll get free breakfast from Whataburger while supplies last. So it's going to be a good time. Come on out to Keller. Say hey to us. The tour is proudly presented by Firehouse Roofing, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers. Okay, so what is a DFW restaurant?
And by the way, you guys are both going to be out today for the games. Bobby, you're going to Twin Peaks?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go to Twin Peaks around 1.
I think
I'm going to go to the one in Grapevine, but I'm not sure yet. Okay. I'm still figuring out. I'm going to tweet it. I'll tweet it if you need to find out where. It just depends on where I'll be locally. And then where are you going to be, Chop?
I'm going to go out to Rex's in Fort Worth, right by TCU.
I think I may swing by Derby and see Will Chambers, too, in Frisco. I'm just going to kind of be all around. And I'll get my email done soberly, Sean. No worries. Okay.
Yeah, both of you posted up at the bar all day long. That should be good.
Okay, watch. I bet I'm going to get a great S reply today. Just you watch.
Tomorrow, we'll be at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers in
Ulis. Look, see, we're all over the place. Okay, so what is a DFW restaurant that you miss? 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. 877-881-1053. Our Facebook community group post of the week comes from the city of Louisville. And they were remembering their favorite spots to eat in DFW that just don't exist anymore. Whether it be a chain left town or it was a mom and pop that shut down or different places like that. Some of the answers that were given there in the thread, Bobo China in Grapevine. Somebody else came back and said, yeah, definitely that, but it was the one in Lake Highlands. Fred's Downtown Philly in Louisville. Texas Hamburger Factory. That's the only one I hadn't heard of out of this list. Fuddruckers. That upsets Kristen that they're no longer around here.
Same. Man, I got it's not a restaurant. It's an area that once was hopping and is now a complete ghost town.
For food?
Yes. Do you probably remember this? You remember the Restaurant Row area in Grapevine and William D. Tate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything is gone. It's now, you know, I call it now restaurant row because the only thing there are restaurants. But everything else better.
And you're complaining.
No, there's three of them.
Told you he's not a boob guy.
But everything, I'm an adult, right? Yeah, it's like when you become an adult, you become a butt guy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an adult, I'm a boob guy.
But
and boob comes a butt normally.
It does.
Get that on a t-shirt.
Yes, it can.
You're put together usually.
But man, like everything is gone and out of business there. Like nothing survives because they put a bridge in and nobody takes that road anymore. And it used to be every single night you couldn't get a table, you couldn't get a parking spot, all good places, and now it's gone. I just miss it.
I'll tell you the one for me was Chuck's. They used to have there was a Chuck's. It was this diner on Parker and Preston, and it was fantastic. They had some of the best milkshakes I'd ever had. The burgers were great. I used to love that place. I think I don't know what's in there now. It's like some, there's some chain restaurant sitting in there now. But that was one of my favorite places to eat was Chuck's. And I still mourn the loss of that place to this day. Sean, you have any spots you loved that have gone by the wayside?
I mean, I really like Fuddruckers. I don't know that I'm crying tears over it. But the reason I was laughing, Nick on the fan cam is saying Bubble China was fire. My in-laws may get mad at me for telling this story or my wife, but the reason I laughed is they told me some story way back in the day where there was like a family brawl.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Oh, at the Bobo China. So they always reference it, and it sounds to me like a movie line, like the brawl at the Bobo. So every time we pass and I see an old Bobo, first off, the name is hilarious, but Bobo China.
Yeah.
They go, it was the fight. It was the brawl at the Bobo China. It was like the Contreras family fight that broke out by the buffet or whatever they had there. So that's why I laugh so hard whenever I hear Bobo China.
The Contreras massacre at Bobo China.
Was egg rolls flying. People getting stabbed with chopsticks. Out there in the Bobo China. So that's what I laugh at. But I always really liked Fuddruckers.
I did too. There was one, it was funny. There was one right across the street from the Alamo in San Antonio. Oh. It was like the most randomly placed Fuddruckers in history. Speaking of chopsticks, do you shave them when you get them? I do too. Like it's supposed to be very disrespectful. They say it's disrespectful. I'm like, you know what's disrespectful?
A splinter.
A shard of splinter in my gum.
Yeah. You know, there was a place, I'm always on the lookout for the best tacos. It's a hard find a lot of times. And there was a delivery like Ricky's Tortas. And they finally I found a delivery taco place because you keep the tortilla warm and the cheese congealed. And this place had all the onion, all the cilantro. It was piled up. It was fantastic. One time, gone and done.
They are blowing up the fan text with some of their answers here. 877-881-1053. Chuck's always gave the refill on the milkshakes. I'd have my birthdays there as a kid and would play the Simpsons arcade game with my brother. 972 Spaghetti Warehouse. 903.
Oh, my father-in-law would say Spaghetti Warehouse.
903 The Purple Onion in downtown Dallas.
The Lizard Lounge.
Hey, come on. We all miss the Lizard Lounge.
I miss Blue Planet, too. Remember Blue Planet?
DJ says Bennigan's.
Okay, Bennigan's. I was about to say Bennigan's is blowing up as an answer.
Is that gone?
There's not around here
is
anymore.
Is Bennigan's a buffet?
I don't know. No.
They had a great.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've been.
They had a great Monte Cristo.
And did you read Furs?
So I did not read Furs yet. Furs was, Kristen still, like, you say Furs and she'll like almost tear up that it's gone.
How could you name a restaurant Furs?
Want
to go in there.
It was so good. It really was good.
Matt Pittman hunting. It was bringing it in.
Well, it was like a cafeteria. It was like a buffet cafeteria
like
thing.
Lubies?
Yeah, like the only it was good.
Like and so, Todd Archer's crappy suggestion in Indianapolis?
No, these places were good. Oh. That's what they're. Checkers, Wyatt's Cafeteria says the 469. Lots of different answers on here. 214 Crystal's Pizza and Spaghetti in Irving. I loved that one. That was always a good spot. All right, we're doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105 Through the Fan. We had a couple of wild stories in DFW this week involving guns and surveillance footage. Let's go to the first one, and Aiden's going to have these up on the fan cam. This one was in Fort Worth. So this first occurred last Wednesday when Fort Worth police responded to a burglar alarm at Taqueria Ruby when they encountered a man who immediately raised a handgun at the officers. Fort Worth police fired off a shot before everyone realized that neither party was the bad guy. The guy who raised his gun was the owner of the restaurant who was also responding to the alarm. So this almost ended in just complete disaster where this guy was trying to see like who broke into my restaurant. The cops were responding to it as well. And they just turn the corner, see each other, and he pulls his gun up because he can't see their cops. And he like raises his gun. They're like, put it down. He didn't. So they fired off a shot and just missed him. This guy was almost killed right there on the scene of his own restaurant. It said Fort Worth police said officers gave verbal commands for him to show hands. However, he did not immediately comply. Fearing for their safety, one officer fired his duty weapon at the man. He was not hit. But that one could have just really blown up in their face really bad.
That would have been
a communication gap.
Case of see ya.
Yeah, that would have been a big problem there.
I like it. So speaking of robberies, like in Fort Worth, like there's a lot of like, especially for some reason in Fort Worth, of like barbecue joints getting their trailer stolen.
What happened at Panther City with our boys out there, and then Brandon Hurtado's got broken into the other day.
Those are expensive, right? Like those trailers with the smoke.
I don't think they took his trailer. They just took like a bunch of liquor and stuff inside.
Oh.
People were breaking in the safes and pushing them down the steps.
But
they're like, going in, and it's like, unmasked. Whatever happened to the masked criminal? Do you not think you're going to get caught or found or identified?
Right. People wear masks for no reason now.
I was going to say, there's a lot of anti-mask propaganda out there, and like some people are just making a statement with it. The other one, and this is the creepiest video I've seen this week, a Louisville shooting. This was a Ring doorbell footage in Louisville. This was Monday morning around 9 in the morning, broad daylight. A masked man walks up to a house and just fires off a dozen shots at this house. Look at this video here and this pause. This guy walks up in a mask and just fires 12 shots rapidly at this house and then runs off. This is broad daylight in just a regular Louisville neighborhood. This was actually over on, where was the exact address over here or the exact area? Police had said that fortunately no one was hurt. They're still looking for the masked man in the hoodie who did it. This was on Kingston Drive around 9 a.m. on Monday. Additional footage shows the suspect turning toward the home, firing the gun, and then turning away and running away. Homeowner says his 19-year-old son was inside asleep. Nobody was hurt.
This is what you need. This is my idea of guns.
Just on the top of your roof?
Gun cameras.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm in on that.
Get on a DFW security.
I'm in on that. I love my Ring camera. Like I'm obsessed with this thing. Every time I get a notification, ooh, let me go see. Let me be nosy.
You know, like if it's your Ring camera though, is that nosy? You're trying to see what it is that went down.
Yeah, I know. But if it's like it's for deliveries mostly. Like what are they doing? Are they throwing the package down too hard?
Is that what you're worried about?
He is fully engrossed in just neighborhood life and drama.
He loves the tea. That's what he is. They're still looking for the suspect. Louisville police are saying if you know anything about it, to give them a shout. Give them a heads up as to what you think is happening. All right, Dallas is going to become the financial mecca of the universe, it appears. So we recently
gambling
heard,
Irving Pass,
yeah, baby.
Which way do you want to go? You want to go gambling or you want to go stock or NASDAQ?
Let's do the Irving thing first.
Okay, so this is big news, and this is something that you heard first right here on Sean and RJ like a year and a half ago, I feel like, from one RJ Choppy, which is he had said, "Hey, Mavs, they're looking at that area over by Old Texas Stadium. That's where they would like to build their arena casino resort combo." Well, they finally got a victory for the first time in 2 months.
Hey!
The Dallas Mavericks ownership group got a dub. Irving barely approved, 5-4 vote, a zoning change on Wednesday that now opens the door for the plans of this potential Las Vegas Sands Corporation. So,
can you imagine? The Mavs are so bad that four people said, no, we don't want them.
So this is something that we genuinely had brought up and wondered at some point.
Don't want them.
Right.
Don't like gambling.
Well, that wasn't for gambling. That was just a rezoning for the Mavericks.
The arena?
For the arena. The Mavs are so bad. Irving's like, we don't want them. We don't want to be associated with them.
There are lines of red tape here to get done what Dumont Adelson want to get done. This is like the first level of it that they've successfully now cut through. And it was narrow. It was a 5-4 vote. But basically, these two proposals now open things up as a possibility to where the things that they want to get done in that area are now feasible. And so if they're able to get stuff changed, legislation, then it's like primed and ready. We can go into that spot and do what we need to do. But this is the first big victory that they've had in a while. Mavericks CEO Rick Welts said last week that the franchise intends to stay in Dallas, wants to build its arena. He said, "What we're saying to the city is we want to exhaust every possible option in the city of Dallas before considering pivoting to another location in the Metroplex." I don't think that's a possibility. Like, I don't think they can build in the city of Dallas a resort and an arena and everything. I don't know where they're going to do that.
I mean, they would have to find, obviously, eminent domain, but cities build stadiums in cities all the time.
Yeah.
Find places to get the land.
Right. Well, it's not all the time in like cities
proper.
Like that
Mavs facility / community beer company.
Mm-hmm.
That's right on 75 and bam. I mean, that's a...
Yeah. I mean, they find land to build all these high-rises. I mean, they can find land.
Well, I know, but you got to think, you remember, it's an arena, it's a resort, it's a casino, and then it's all the parking and probably the entertainment. I mean, that's going to be a ton of...
It's acreage.
The Cowboys had a ton of issues with Fair Park when they were trying to figure out, all right, how do we get things going with the stadium here before they ended up in Arlington. I think it makes way more sense to end up where they do near Texas Stadium if that's where they build it. But
I've always thought it's a great location. It's, you know, two highways merge there. I mean, it's
just have
it's
people
easy.
Continue to land in DFW and think that, and then have to go to the stadium in Irving,
yeah,
and in Arlington.
And in Arlington.
People get so thrown off,
dude.
DFW. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, DFW was number one, right next to each other, within each other, and then the stadiums we thought were in Dallas. You have one for the two teams.
It's just like LA. I mean, LA, they get SoFi by the airport. You got, you know, Dodger Stadium further up there, and you know,
it's not just like LA. They have Luka. So,
well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the difference there. All right, the NASDAQ is planning a second U.S. headquarters. They're expanding outside of New York, and they are expanding to Dallas, Texas. This is based after the news that the New York Stock Exchange also had opened up another location or had announced plans for expansion into Dallas. This is a thing where Dallas, if you look at this story here to have the NASDAQ expand to Dallas, it's probably more symbolic than it actually is any sort of seismic activity for the economy here in Dallas. So a lot of different speculators and analysts are basically saying that what this will do is it'll bring some CEO jobs here and it can bring some attention to DFW, but in terms of what's the impact economically for Dallas, they say that it's more a prop up that shows, hey, big businesses, Texas is attractive, not just as like a national hub, but like this can be a global economic conduit. You see all the businesses moving here. You see New York Stock Exchange expanding. Now the NASDAQ, like big companies are looking at Dallas and saying, that's where I want to be.
Out.
You're out. You don't want the NASDAQ.
I'm tired of growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm drawing the line.
Yep.
I'm tired of the traffic. I'm tired of the people moving here.
Yep.
Stay out. Stay away.
Amen. Amen. They're trying to put buildings.
Rebuild California.
Yep. They're trying to put buildings in my area. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah. I can imagine in Irving, I would have probably voted against that. I would never want a stadium or the traffic. Resort and casino right where I live.
Could you imagine? Like, yeah, that is one thing. Like, if you live like in Irving and you're it's a game day now and you're dealing with the added traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a massive pain. But this is the thing is that
you got to learn every back road. Like Ricky and Michelle, our family out in Arlington, game days. Like it's nothing but back roads.
That's it.
You have can't to take the back travel roads. The streets in Arlington on a game day. Collins Street, which is where AT&T Stadium is, as many people know, it's just a disaster. Like I told everyone, do not go over there on Sunday.
No, it was when you look at the expansion of everything else, they're talking about, actually, there was a lawmaker who said he wanted to start re-terming the Metroplex as potentially expanding into the Red River.
Neighborhood Watch, every Thursday, the most local segment you can get here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. A former Maverick talks about the beer that maybe was the beginning of the Luka end. Next on Sean and RJ.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.